At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome to an episode of Laugh With Me Shorts, a podcast with Jeremy Odom. I'm your host, J.O. The Shorts. Hey, if you're a listener of Laugh With Me, like a diehard, you've probably heard this before. But for those of you who are brand new to Laugh With Me, and there's many, you're going to enjoy this. This is basically the concept is, it's a small clip from an episode way back in the vault that, it was fun. Give it a try. A little sample, if you will. This is like something you'd find at the grocery store. Those people that are like, hey, try these Eggos. You maybe have never had this flavor of lavender Eggo before. Try it. Buy it. Special deal on it right now. We're the first to have it. It's one of them. It's a sample. It's Laugh With Me Shorts. Enjoy.
One of the funniest Twitter followers I've seen is Magic Johnson. You know who Magic Johnson is, right?
Yeah, he survived the AIDS. Lakers, great.
Exactly, right? But he's also a very good businessman. He's very prominent. You know, now he's an owner of the Washington Commanders. He's a part owner of the LA Dodgers. He's very prominent still in the Los Angeles Lakers organization.
Absolutely.
He tweets sparingly, but when he does tweet, it's generally in support of somebody or something, right? But he's always a day or two behind. Like... You know, like when LeBron breaks the next record or whatever, everybody is all over it that day.
Oh, yeah.
Magic will come in 2 days later as if it just happened. And I have to wonder if maybe that's a symptom of the AIDS.
Oh, no.
Like, is that something that maybe hasn't been diagnosed yet? Something we got to look at, though, right?
See, I like that.
Is that good?
I'm an AIDS survivor, and you give me a sound like I should not have said AIDS. And then you went there. I was like, all right.
I did go there. Well, I didn't want to show my cards like too soon.
Oh, I didn't mean to do that. That's good. There's something there, though.
Is there something to that one? Okay.
Plus, as somebody who does not follow Magic Johnson, I just thought it's hilarious that he's a day late every time. That's just good stuff right there.
So that was from the episode of Pepper Spray Attack Survivor. You can find that episode 3 from season 1 of Laugh With Me. So my brother Kyle was the guest on that episode. That was the first episode of the entire show that we had a guest, and it was Kyle. The Magic Johnson AIDS joke, I stand behind it. I'm still working it out. But one thing I do want to point out, and this is very important for anybody who has intentions or aspirations to become a guest on this show someday. It's okay to laugh, guys. When I'm pitching these jokes, it's okay to laugh. As you're going to see as we move forward here with the best of the laughs, some of you guys that were on the show were dead silent the whole time, and I wasn't quite sure if it was because it wasn't funny or if you were waiting for something else. And if you were waiting for a punchline, I delivered the punchline. So that's where, guys, it's okay to laugh. Let's have fun. Let's be light about it. And also just remember These are just ideas that I think could become jokes. I'm very much working them out and saying them for the very first time for your listening pleasure. So thanks, Kyle, for at least laughing along for that Magic Johnson one, which I still think has potential. I mean, it's no thong song joke, but I mean, the guy's just so late. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, even LeBron, who's busy, busy, busy trying to win championships. I mean, shoot, he just won another championship in season this year. You know, he definitely gets the tweet out the moment something major happens. And Magic, he's just so, he's getting better at it, but he's so late. Have to wonder if maybe it's a symptom of the AIDS.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. Back to Best of the Laughs.
It's a sketch. Think Hamilton. So it's a musical, but it's set in a gas station. Okay? The main character is the cashier, and you've got multiple characters just coming and going. It just takes place during, like, morning rush. And you've got folks coming in. You got the kids with the backpacks coming in, and they're singing about, you know, maybe like a glee club, and they're singing together, you know, coming in to steal stuff. And then you've got the mom coming in on her way to work, and she's got the baby in one arm, and she's ranting and raving about her busy morning. Maybe it's like a punk song. And you've got the businessman coming in, and maybe he's got something just a little more like metal, maybe. He's, you know, slick back hair, and he's coming to get his coffee. So it's fun. There's music, and they're coming in and going. And then you know you have regulars right at the gas station, and you get the folk, the fella comes in, and he wants to buy his scratch tickets. And he's sitting there, he wants his smokes, he's getting his scratch tickets, he's at the counter, he's getting the scratch tickets. Songs are going, big musical number. He wins the $10,000 scratch tickets, so now it's a big dance number. And then a guy comes in to rob the place, and he shoots the cashier and shoots the guy that won the money.
It's a little violent, huh? It's a little violent, man. I don't know, man.
That's the punchline. People won't see it coming.
They won't, man. That's a little... I don't know, man. That's a little...
I'll work on it. I'm not a violent person, but I was thinking, what would be a great way to end this musical number, and that would catch people off guard, I thought.
It would. That's, you know, it's funny, I did that, that's a little violent, so I don't know how, that would catch people off guard, but it's a little much, but I had something like that. I actually was playing around, I did like a fake trailer called Lost Son.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a fake trailer. I'm not, that film's never coming out. It was just me doing stupid shit and seeing if people be interested. A couple people were like, damn, is this movie coming out?
Yeah, that's what I thought too. I thought it would look fun.
I was bored, but I had to came up with an idea, because it was like, oh man, you look serious, blah, blah, blah. So I was thinking, I can do that. And you talking about twists, you know, I'm looking for my son. It'd be a short film, looking for my son. You know, I saw that he was already, you know, that he never went to daycare and everything else. I can't get a hold of his mom, you know what I mean? I'm looking for my son. And it comes to find out, like, the investigator's like, hey, man, I found out where your son is. He's in this house. You recognize this house? I'm like, yeah, I recognize this house. And we walk up to the door. We knock on the door. And the woman answers the door. And he's like, you know this woman? I'm like, hell yeah, I know this woman. Mom, you took my son for real? And it's like a twist that my mom took my son because I owed her money for last time she babysitted him. So she took my son without me knowing. And out of that, be the plot twist, it to be a joke instead of a serious film.
That's fantastic. But
that's what I was going to do. But I was like, nah, I really honestly was just fucking around with that trailer.
See, that's a twist that works, not shooting a lot.
Shooting
up
the place?
Yeah. I swear to you, I'm not a violent person. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But
you was like, and then he shoots the man, he shoots the catch. I was like, damn, this motherfucker, hold on, man. This fucking scared me. Like, it sounded happy, and I was like, where is this? I wonder where this is going.
I'm like, man, this, I don't know, this is good. Maybe not for me, but this is good. And then, yeah.
Like, you shoot this, and shoot, I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's a terrorist.
I got problems, I don't tell you.
I also pitched sketch ideas. I didn't give you a heads up on that. You thought, Jeremy's going to give us some dumb joke ideas. No. I've got a couple sketches too, so I'm pretty talented. But that was from the episode Levetti Vegas. You can find that on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And I firmly believe that sketch would be hilarious. It'd be a musical number. Maybe it's better to be like a, I don't know, like an SNL sketch. I'm not writing a resume currently to write for SNL, obviously, but I do think it would have some potential. Yes, I do. All right, back to the laps.
But first I want to run a couple jokes by you. Is that all right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. The first one, and these are just ideas that I'm trying to develop in a joke. So you just tell me if it's funny, if it has anything to it. But you know how kids with Down syndrome have like a certain look?
Yeah.
Okay. I think kids that grow up drinking a whole lot of Mountain Dew are on that same level. Like you can pick them out of a crowd. And you being in Missouri, I'm sure you see that often.
Yeah, dude, that's a good premise, man. I like that. That's good. That's a good comparison and funny. Yeah, no. Because you'll get the Mountain Dew drinkers pissed off of that. I like that, you know?
Yeah. Mountain Dew kids, they have a certain look. Those fellas be running around, eyes bugging, mouth wide. Why are their mouths bigger? It's not like to drink Mountain Dew, you got to spread your mouth wider. You know? But it sure seems like they got that big mouth. Got that big mouth. The eyes are bugging. They're running around. They never sleep. They don't mind their business. I don't know. That's from the episode Anthony Rogers. I tell you what, the Anthony Rogers show is blowing up. And Anthony has set a goal for 2024 to earn $1 million for the first time in his career. And brother, if you do, I'm for hire, buddy. I'm for hire. I have wanted to work for a millionaire that wasn't being funded by a corporation. Let's just say that. I've worked for millionaires, but I would love to work for a millionaire that isn't funded by a corporation and we can create. I'm for hire, Anthony, is what I'm saying. I don't think you're listening to this episode, but if by chance you are, hit me up. Hit me up, and good luck on your path. But you got to check out the Anthony Rogers Show. It's on anywhere that you can watch or listen to the show. They dive into some just deep topics, off-the-wall topics, things you would never think of. But it is interesting, and he's getting into the live shows with it. They did a hot sauce contest in a theater just a couple weeks ago. So you got to follow Anthony Rogers. But back to the laughs.
All right. Like the sketch, I'm very proud of. I think this is gold. You know what? If you think this thing can win in some film festivals, maybe I'll film it. You tell me. But here's the sketch idea, okay? Location is a grocery store. The main character is a female, and she has a grocery cart, and she's walking into the grocery store. So everything you're seeing is her trip through the grocery store. She does not talk. The only sounds you hear are the normal sounds you hear at a grocery store. So there's the hustle and bustle. There's the carts rolling. There's the Muzak playing. You might hear employees, you know, asking people if they need help or whatever. And she's going about the store shopping. She's in produce. She's checking the melons and she's grabbing what she wants. She's getting lettuce. She's getting apples. Heads back to the bakery, maybe get some buns, throws it in the cart. She's having a great time. She's going to the meat department. She's getting a couple pounds of ground beef from the meat counter. The meat employee is fantastic. Smiles, says thank you, hands it back to the customer. And she keeps rolling through, goes to the dairy, gets some eggs, checks the eggs, right? She gets the eggs, heads up to the front, checks out, no issues, bags it up, puts it in the cart, goes out to the her car. Then we see her in the car. She's listening to music, seems to still be having a nice little day. Heads, pulls into her driveway, pulls into the garage, opens the trunk, gets her groceries. Husband comes out, grabs the groceries too. They go inside. As they're unloading, he goes, "How was your trip at the store?" And she just unloads on him on how terrible everybody at the grocery store is and how awful of a job they do there and how they had nothing that she needed.
Oh, interesting. That reminds me of, did you watch 30 Rock?
Here and there, yeah.
Okay, there's an episode, I'm a huge Tina Fey fan.
Yeah.
Where she remembers high school as, like, everyone was so mean to her, and she was, like, the misfit. And then she goes back to the reunion, and then we as the audience see and realize that she was actually the bully in the one, and everyone didn't like her.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Yep.
It's so funny.
See, the customer had a normal experience, but in today's world, you never know what somebody's thinking, and the complaints come rolling through. And a lot of times those complaints come through social media anymore, and you don't even know there was an issue if there was an issue. But all the people we see at the store, and everybody seems fine, like we're doing our job, and then complaints
and then they
come
turn around
flying
and
in.
Yeah, I think it'd be funny too if you showed like her perspective versus their perspective.
Oh, like, yes.
How we saw it go down and then how she thinks it's going down.
Yep. Yep.
Like, that would be funny to see.
We think she grabbed all the produce that she needs and it's just fine. But when you go to her perspective, there's a moldy apple or.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea.
See, this is the deal. You get Emmy award-winning producers like Stephanie Purcell on the show. And you can find her in that episode, appropriately titled Stephanie Purcell. And she'll give you a punchline that just knocks your sketch idea out of the park. To do the other side of it where you go through my idea and then give the other perspective of the person at the end and just everything's a nightmare. Genius, right? So... yeah, I think I'm ready for SNL at this point. I have just given you two sketches that are going to produce ratings on the Nielsen. We got to get Stephanie back on the show because I think I've got a few more sketch ideas that I need to pitch and her give me punchlines for. Back to the joke.
Remember back in the day, milk cartons would have like the missing children, like pictures on them and like... their name and what they looked like, so you could try to find them. What about the kids that were found? Do you think they, like, them and their parents tried to, like, grab all the milk cartons they could, and that kid's just, like, signing autographs for friends? No?
No, that's good.
That's good? Oh, okay.
I thought there was more.
No, that's that. Literally, that's it. I got
I
got nothing.
I didn't want to jump in.
I need more with the milk carton kids. Or
they,
maybe
you could put the found ones on eggnog.
Yes. For the holiday edition.
Yeah, for the holiday. Hey, Merry Christmas. We found Trevor.
I love that. That's fantastic. Or you got the kids, with those big electronic signs for Amber Alerts on the interstate. You got kids that, get found or saved from the Amber Alerts, and they're taking selfies in front of it. For the gram, you got to post it for the gram.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
Is there something with your milk carton one where you could be like, I thought it was a little morbid that all of them had expiration dates?
See, you would be really good at this. You definitely need to get on stage.
I can spitball with you. I'm trying to help you out here.
That was Frank Olmsted. He's on the episode titled Frank Olmsted. I think you guys understand how I'm titling these episodes now. But, Frank, a morning show host in small town Iowa for what do we do, 20 years? Now, Inspired wants to hit the stage, tell some jokes. Frank, let's get to writing. Let's workshop some stuff. And when we go to the mic, I think I'm gonna do the milk cart joke, so you can see it live in person, and the thong song joke, because it's kind of a staple of mine at this point. But yeah, all right, one more. Hey, thank you everybody for listening to this episode. It's the best of the laughs. These are the jokes that I was working out. I know how I'm recapping as if we're on live radio and somebody might just be tuning in. Nobody's just randomly tuning in right now to a podcast. But, yeah, you guys get the gist. One more. This week's episode of Laugh With Me is brought to you by the Nielsen Corporation. Self-referentially known as the Nielsen Company and formerly known as AC Nielsen or AC Nielsen, they're a global marketing research firm with worldwide headquarters in New York City in the United States. Regional headquarters for North America are located in Chicago. And yes, that was verbatim from the Wikipedia. They'll send you $2 in the mail to fill out a survey. Once you send the survey back, they will in return send you $5 cold hard cash to your mailbox just a couple of months later. You're helping them understand who's listening and who's watching what and who is available to also be exposed to those things within your household. And they're willing to spend $7 per household to find out this information. This week's episode of Laugh With Me is brought to you by the Nielsen Corporation. Now back to the show.
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it well. It's a little pill with a big story to tell. I take one daily, Jardiance. And each day starts. As time went on, it was easy to see. I'm lowering my A1C.
I've been wishing a lot lately that I had diabetes. And it's 100% based on just like the commercials I watch. Okay. Like just the other day, I saw this Jardiance commercial where they're, you know, singing and dancing about lowering their A1C. And, you know, like they're in a musical. And I've always like thought it'd be cool to be in a musical. And I thought if I had diabetes, you know, maybe I'd have a shot.
Right, right.
Instead, I'm stuck with Crohn's disease. And my Skyrizi just allows me to have a great time on a roller coaster.
I like it. I like it. I think you should enter in from the, like, I have Crohn's disease. I wish I had diabetes. Okay. Because their commercials are more fun.
There you go. All right. I like that.
Because like, I love riding roller coaster, but I'd rather be in a musical. Yeah. I mean, that's, there's the, there. Yeah. I think that's really funny. Cause also, I mean, why, like if these diseases are so bad, why is everyone having such a great time all the time?
That's the thing. They run through like all the side effects, all the things that you're going through that are just painful and hard to live with, but they are having the time of their lives.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like a good time. I'll get Crohn's disease and go on a roller coaster. If that's how, yeah, you might you must have this much intestinal stress to ride this ride.
That was Zach Peterson. Again, his special is dropping on YouTube, A List of Wet Celebrities, on January 25th. Thank you so much for listening. This was the best of the laughs of the first half of season one of Laugh With Me. As always, a brand new episode will be here on Wednesday, available on Spotify, available on Apple Podcast. For Johnny Palermo, I'm Jeremy Odom. Thanks for listening.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.